Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another installment of Morning Reload on Cowboy State Politics. I'm your host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. This is the segment of the program where we give you ammunition to use against those liberal irritants that so often interrupt your morning coffee. The true conservatism espoused on this program ought to be plenty to chase away any whining liberal from your doorstep that would interrupt your morning coffee so that you can have your ritual in peace. This morning's segment is brought to you by Morton Buildings. It's springtime in Wyoming, which also means that we'll get all four seasons sometimes in the same week. Well, you shouldn't leave all of your fun spring and summertime equipment out in the elements. Nope, you should put it in a nice garage or building. Well, I've got just the guys that can save that brand spanking new boat you just bought from all of the snow it's about to see. Yeah, call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings at 674-2532, and they can build you anything your little mind can dream up. I hope that everyone had a good Resurrection Day. Oh, I know, most of you refer to it as Easter, but Resurrection Day is a little bit more appropriate, as it's the day that Jesus arose from the dead and revealed his true power to the world. And I hope that you and your family had a fantastic day celebrating the resurrection. We certainly did. Unfortunately, though, any Resurrection Day would not be complete without a dumb diatribe in the pages of the Red Star, Casper Star Tribune. This one is entitled, "Where is the Vision and Courage?" Let me just read some of this to you. Quote, "The 2021 Wyoming legislature has proved that no matter how serious the challenge, you can kick the can down the road. As the legislature comes to a close this week, Wyoming is posed to continue obvious structural problems in our tax code and the standard of living that we have established for ourselves and for our education system that is economically unsustainable. We seem determined not to address these problems straight on. Part of the problem seems to be a threat from within the Republican Party that legislators will be primaried. That is, that the party will work to unseat them in the next election if they do not stick to the party line, which seems to be no new taxes, cut expenses to fix current revenues, and be especially wary of the federal government." Yeah, that's probably the right way to do that. Okay, back to the article. "There is also a fair amount of homage to national party issues that have less relevance in Wyoming's one-party environment. There seems to be no other plausible explanation as to why any otherwise smart and capable group of people facing serious challenges spent this time, this particular legislative session, appropriating money to sue other states, further restricting abortion, defending gun rights against any possibility of federal government incursion, diluting the ability of the general public to know what the government is behaving, and restricting voter rights in a state that mostly voted for the party trying to restrict voting." End quote. Oh, where do I begin with this one? According to the Red Star, the only thing our legislators should have been doing is raising our taxes. And why wouldn't they? I mean, just raising taxes would certainly solve all of the state's problems, wouldn't it? If overspending is your problem, then acquiring more of it to spend is not going to solve your predicament. This is akin to going on a beer run for the alcoholic who's trying to quit drinking. It's certainly not going to solve his issue either. But apparently the drinking problem that the Red Star has is one of Kool-Aid of the more liberal persuasion. To answer the Red Star more succinctly, Wyoming citizens are taxed enough, and since adding more money to our spending problem is not the issue, maybe we should just stop spending. But being Resurrection Day, perhaps we should refer to my favorite book, Proverbs 11:29. "He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the foolish will be the servant of the wise-hearted." In other words, if you exacerbate the state spending problem, it's just going to metastasize. The next one is equally laughable. Apparently, it's a problem that our legislators want to cut expenses to fit current revenues. Everybody already should know at this point that we spend way too much money on education. And the fact that education spending has increased $600 million in the last 6 years ought to be evidence enough. But clearly, that's not simple enough for the Red Star. Now, their third point here is that it's a problem that we should be especially wary of the federal government. Why would that be? Couldn't be that they want to tax the bejesus out of us and take all of our guns, could it? Yeah, we might want to keep an eye on that one. It goes further than that, though. The federal government under the Biden administration, Biden-Harris administration, that's the most ridiculous term I've ever heard, has made it their mission to destroy the lifeblood of the great state of Wyoming, that is, our natural resources, and apparently replace them with those absolutely fantastic-looking windmills that are horrible for the environment that keep cropping up around our capital city. The third paragraph, we should take a piece at a time. It'll be more entertaining that way. So here, the first thing that the Red Star takes issue with is that we're appropriating money to sue other states. Well, if you'll remember correctly, the state of Oregon, yeah, that's the one that has the city of Portland in it that's burning to the ground. Oh man, Oregon sounds like it has a whole bunch of rocket scientists in it. Anyhow, they're preventing our state, Wyoming, from selling our resources on the open market. So wait a minute. One state is preventing another state from participating in open commerce. That seems like a lawsuit waiting to happen to me. It certainly would if it were between individuals. Yeah, I know. Maybe I'm crazy. Now, the next one they have a problem with is that the state is further restricting abortion. Now, why would we want to do that? Maybe because it's morally bankrupt and totally wrong? It just might be a personal thing, but I think killing babies is a bad thing. Defending gun rights against any possibility of federal government incursion. Well, yeah, because that's the Second Amendment, and it's every citizen's sovereign right to keep and bear arms. And it seems like one of the jobs of the state of Wyoming is to protect our constitutional rights from government incursion. The Red Star should just give this one a break. Next on their list of crazy things that our legislators were taking issue with was, quote, diluting the ability of the general public to know how its government is behaving. Oh yes, they must be referring to all of those legal notices printed in the back of their paper that they make a crap load of money on. That bill wouldn't have restricted the public's right to know. No, no. Instead, it would have restricted the paper's ability to make money. Yeah, they make a lot of cash off of all of those legal notices that they print in the back of the paper that hardly anybody reads. It's a major revenue source for every single paper in the state of Wyoming. The last figure I heard for our local paper was around $50,000 a year. But without that revenue source, the Red Star would not be printing their paper in black and white. No, no, it would be all red ink, which when you think about it, would be far more appropriate. The last one on their list is the biggest lie of all. They claim that requiring an ID to vote would be restricting your voting rights. I just have a couple of questions about this one. First, who do you know that does not have a valid ID? Wait, I'll wait for you. It'll be okay. Oh, that's right. You don't know any voting age person that doesn't have an ID. Because, and here's my second question, what other things do you have to provide an ID for? I have a list. To buy beer, tobacco, firearms, ammunition, to attend a rated R movie, to buy license plates, yeah, to get taxed, to get a traffic ticket, to board an airplane, to buy a can of compressed air, to purchase cold medication. If you're a diabetic, which I am, to purchase syringes, so in other words, I have to provide an ID to stay alive, to buy fertilizer, to buy tannerite, to get a fishing license, to receive some packages, to rent a house, supposedly to use a credit card, to go to a doctor's appointment, and here's one specifically for the Casper Star, to go get mental health counseling. In other words, none of that editorial makes sense at all. Zero, zilch, nada, casi nunca. None of it. And really, this is just further evidence that liberals do not have any facts to back up any of their positions. The only thing that they can do is play on your emotions and hope that you believe them. Which, of course, we at Cowboy State Politics, me, will always expose their liberal BS for what it is. You've been listening to Morning Reload on Cowboy State Politics. Now, don't forget about our special Wednesday episode where we tackle the very important topic of free speech with Dr. Taylor Haynes. You don't want to miss this interview. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.